Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by gamers for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Pixels and Dice podcast. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Beolus.
And today, I want to talk a little bit about live-action role-playing, but specifically about one of my favorite forms. But before we get into that, what have you been up to lately?
Mostly just playing Elder Scrolls and Guild Wars. I don't have a life.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's that.
Truth in advertising.
Pretty much the same here. Working and playing the same old games over and over. But I will say that I have finally decided to cut WildStar out of the equation and replace it with Guild Wars 2. Yeah. That's that. I gave them a chance. I tried. I can't do it anymore.
It's boring.
It's not boring. It's just not for
me. Yeah, it is.
It's not for me. I get so confused. I know they'll say, well, you know, it says do this and do that, and you fall. It's very linear. No. No, I go running around and I just end up just meh. I can't do it anymore. I just go, this isn't fun. I'm not having a good time. And if I'm not having a good time, why the hell am I trying to show this to people and hype it up to them on YouTube and VidMe and all that? So, anyway, enough whining about that. It's out of my life. Gonna be off my hard drive soon. Now then. Want to talk a little about Renaissance fairs today. Mainly because there have been a few so far in the Pacific Northwest, but really, the Renaissance fair season is really kicking into high gear, starting up this coming weekend with the Oregon Renaissance Fair, its second annual Oregon Renaissance Fair in Canby, Oregon. Run by the people who do Washington Midsummer, which is like the biggest or one of the biggest in Washington and the Pacific Northwest. It's huge. That goes on in August. But it's a great show. We went last year. This year it's two weekends. It's, let me see the exact dates. It's June 10th and 11th. And then on June 17th and 18th, it's at the fairgrounds in Canby. So if you know the area, it's real easy to find. Great event. They've got all the stuff you'd expect. Vendors, you've got performers, comedians, jugglers, singers, dancers, jousting, of course. It's going to be awesome. And of course, they've got sarsaparilla. Yeah. Oh, you got to try it, man. There's this, they make little mixes of homemade sarsaparilla. It's freaking great. And you buy the bottles. It's awesome. It's stupid, but I love that sarsaparilla. It's basically homemade root beer. It's awesome. And they're doing that. You can even get root beer floats there now. I know. Stupid. I have a thing for Renaissance fairs. I love Renaissance fairs. My wife and I have been doing them since 2010, I think.
Probably.
It was like September of 2010. We went to our first one. We've been hooked ever since. We have multiple sets of garb, which is clothing for you normals. We actually try to play along, you know, get in character. We're not very good at it, but I'm not much of a LARPer, so we try. And we have a lot of fun at these events. So, basically, I think everybody should go to a Renaissance fair if there's one in your area. But, you know, that's just me. Not everybody's into LARPing, like this guy.
No. It's not that I don't like Renaissance fairs. It's I don't feel the need to dress up. I don't feel the need to play along. For me, it's kind of like going into an aquarium and tapping on the glass.
Okay.
They're good people. Don't get me wrong. Every Renaissance fair I've ever been to, the people in the costumes and the vendors and the acts, they're some amazing people. They've got wonderful stories. You know, they're some of the friendliest and most helpful people you'll ever run across. It's just not for me. I don't feel the need to play along. It's not my calling.
Doesn't that feel weird, though? Right. I mean, when you've got literally hundreds, if not more, people all in costume and everything, and you're walking around with your, you know, company hat on and your t-shirt and jeans. Doesn't that feel a little weird?
No.
I mean, I know I felt weird when I would go, the very first one I went to when I was out of, you know, when I was in normal clothing, by the end of the event, we were wearing essentially a full set of garb because I just felt odd not wearing period clothing.
It's all personal perspective. If you feel awkward because you're not in gear, because that's something in your head telling you that you need to fit in. I've never felt the need to fit in.
Are you saying I'm a joiner?
No. I wouldn't say that.
Okay. I'm just another cog in the wheel. I'm basically one of those people that just follows along with the trends.
I never said that.
As long as that trend is from the, you know, 16th century.
You feel the need to join this. I don't.
True. I have been offered an opportunity to go be part of a vampire LARP and said, nah, thanks, I'm good. So.
That's just it. It's all personal perspective. You felt drawn to it. You felt you needed to be in costume. So, by the end of the event, you were in costume.
And remain so.
Not so much. It just isn't me.
Yeah.
But I'm not downplaying your interest in it. It makes you happy. It makes your wife deliriously happy.
So, as a, effectively a normal, let's say, when you've, I know you've been to a few fairs, we've gone together.
Quite a few, yeah.
What is your overall opinion of a Renaissance fair, coming at it from the view of somebody who's...
Great entertainment. I think they're wonderful. I like going to them. You know, the jousting events are always excellent. Yes, you know it's fake.
Well, of course it's faked. Otherwise, people would be dying.
Well, I don't mean fake as in fake. As in, it's more like world wrestling. You know, the WWE, you know it's for show.
Sure.
It's all this hype. Yeah, I get it. That's what makes it fun. If they were actually, you know, hacking heads off, that's, you know, completely different story.
Now, I will say that it isn't without risk.
Well, of course it's.
A few years ago at Canterbury Renaissance Fair, we saw one of the jousters get rather, not life-threateningly injured, but took a piece of broken... If I remember, it was a piece of broken lance to the face.
Yeah.
Got in their face guard and...
under his face guard and stabbed him in the face.
Cut him pretty badly. He had to go to the hospital. But, you know, that's an unfortunate accident.
But he was wearing...
Oh, yeah. He
proper gear.
They certainly took all the proper...
Accidents happened.
All the proper safety protocols and whatnot.
And he was back the next day.
Yeah, I think he has since retired, but that's because he went to college or something. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I haven't talked to those guys in a while. I learned that from an interview I did a few years ago with the guy running that particular jousting group.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, getting off on side stories. But the thing is, gotta come up with some quick ideas, because otherwise I'm gonna have a really short show. When it comes to Renaissance fairs, a lot of people don't even consider them as LARPing.
Well, that's because they don't have the same stigma that LARPing does, you know? Everybody sees the video of the person throwing, like, ping pong balls at somebody going, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt.
Oh, you mean the pool noodles?
Whatever.
Yeah. That I have to admit, even I laugh at that video.
That's a bad, bad stigma. That's just... It's kind of like stank or taint, you know, on the community as a whole.
Yeah.
Renaissance fairs, they don't have that. They're more of the upper crust, it's more fashionable. It's more, you know, it's something you want to take your kids to because it's not retarded or, you know, it's not ridiculous.
Well, I would say a good word for it would be more mainstream.
Yeah.
Family friendly is a good thing, but then not all of them are. There's a
Pirate Festival.
There's a lot
at
of
night?
Body humor, a lot of sexual innuendo, a lot of things a lot of people wouldn't want. They're certainly not Disney.
I'm drawing a blank on his name. Holy cow, I can't believe I forgot his name.
Adam the
Body Juggler, yes.
One of my favorite acts at Canterbury.
Where he walks up to the pretty girl with the juggling balls and says, "Want to fondle my balls?"
Yeah, he's awesome. Which, by the way, in July, we're also going to be at Canterbury both weekends. That's in Silverton, Oregon. Unfortunately, that's going to be the end of our season. We're only doing June and July this year.
Because who wants to stand out in the field in the middle of summer?
No, I got heat stroke in September that one time. It's 108 degrees.
In Oregon!
Which is not the usual. Anyway.
Plan for the weather.
I did!
No, I meant the event.
Oh, well...
Shade would have been nice.
I will say that event has changed things, and they did add in not only misting tents, they have covered areas for their food court.
Thank God.
So they definitely did change things up.
That almost killed our sister.
Yes. Well, she came in a sweatshirt. That wasn't their fault. I offered to buy her different garb. She wouldn't take it.
Yes, well, we're getting off
track. So we poured water on her head. That's not the point. We're talking about how awesome Renaissance fairs are, not how dangerous they are. Because they're not. Eat a pickle. Enjoy some belly dancing. Watch a juggler. What? Eat a pickle? Pickles are good for you.
I'm keeping my mouth shut.
No, say what you gotta say.
Oh, no. Still trying to be somewhat family friendly.
Dude, this show is rated explicit. Don't worry about it. iTunes expects us to curse.
Ah.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
Never mind. The moment is gone.
Okay. Anyway, the main thing I was saying about pickles, though, is why it's so awesome to eat a dill pickle is
Dead!
Oh, my God. Okay. I got myself.
Yes, you did.
Yes. Anyway, I didn't realize I was that flexible. Anyway, point is, the cool thing about dill pickles, is that they have a lot of sodium in them. And when it's hot, if you're drinking lots of water,
you're eating dill pickles,
you're sweating out all that sodium, and you can cause yourself to collapse. You can cause all kinds of problems. You need to eat a pickle. So if you're going to a fair or any event anywhere out this summer, have a pickle. Mm-hmm. It's just Renaissance fairs recognize that pickle, the importance of pickles, and the good ones will sell you a pickle. I know I get pickles all the time at my fairs I go to, because pickles are awesome. And this whole show is going to become pickles.
No, but it is good entertainment, and I highly recommend them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want people who go to them to feel pressured to dress up.
Oh no!
To feel like don't fit in because they don't dress up. Sorry, some of those costumes. The nice ones
can be very expensive.
hideously expensive.
Now, it's not that they're expensive, though, just because they're expensive. It's expensive for a couple good reasons.
They're handcrafted. To a large degree. Right, there's a huge expense.
And secondly, you're going to pay fair tax. Which is basically a lot of these... I mean, I know you can buy a lot of this stuff online. People go up to vendors. I hear about it all the time from these vendors. Well, you know, I could buy that off of Amazon for half the price. Maybe you could.
But if you enjoy the same quality,
built in China, it's going to be broken. It's not going to fit. You have no idea the quality. I've bought stuff online, and a few years back, I think it was 2011, I bought a pair of pants off of a vendor online, or I don't know if it was a vendor. Anyway, I bought off of a shop online. They said, Renaissance Fair gear, right? Bought a pair of pants from them. First of all, it didn't fit, and it fell apart. Mm-hmm. I was able to wear it like twice. Another pair of pants I bought online didn't look anything like they did in the picture, and I had to give them away because they were six sizes too large. I'm a big guy, and oh boy, if I couldn't wear them, it was bad. Luckily, we were able to recycle that with some, a friend was able to make use of them for a while anyway, but I think even he can't wear them anymore because they've fallen apart. Shoddy craftsmanship. So when you buy stuff from good vendors, you're going to pay more for it, and it's going to be worth it. I have stuff that I've bought off of like Leather Mystics too, but I was speaking mostly of the Clay Goddess. Gypsy, she sells really awesome tankards and flasks and other drinking ware and all kinds of stuff that is molded with clay and whatnot and hand painted. It's just this beautiful freaking work.
Didn't you buy me a mug from
her? I did.
I love that.
And you know what? You pay a little bit more for that, but you take care of it. It's going to last you a lifetime.
It still looks new.
Yeah. Because her work is so extraordinary. And you mentioned also Leather Mystics. All of my leather gear now, with the exception of a couple of pouches I've gotten elsewhere that have like the fur pouches, mm-hmm. my fox pouches, pretty much everything comes from Leather Mystics. I know what I'm going to get from them. I know the quality is always going to be extraordinary.
But if you're going to get gear, that's why you go to the fair to get it, because you know what you're getting.
You can try it on. They can custom make stuff for you right there sometimes.
Well, and one thing I heard, a lady, she bought a bodice the fair before, and something broke on it, and she took it back, and the lady who made it in the first place fixed it on the spot. It was her work. She stands behind her work, so she fixed it for free,
mm-hmm.
right there.
Actually, yeah, my sister-in-law, she bought a dress several years ago, and she had to have it altered. And she went back to the same vendor, you know, a few years later, and had it altered on the spot. Because they stand behind what they provide.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You don't get that when you're just going to some little convention here or there. Or you might. Some of these guys do to go to conventions. But as a general rule, you buy online, you're screwed. As far as I've seen. Other than when I bought my first pair of boots online. But I bought them from Leather Mystics' website. So I knew it was exactly correct. And I was able to use those boots for like 5 years. I only recently replaced them with another pair of boots from Leather Mystics. So.
They're probably loving this.
I hope they are, because they're one of our favorite vendors. We have lots of different favorite vendors, but. Point is.
Well, and the thing is, you don't just find period stuff there. There are places that will sell you know, like, if your kid wants a foam sword, they've got foam swords. If
sure.
you've got, you know, there's bumper stickers that aren't period. You know, there's, you know, jewelry that might, you know, have, like, I remember seeing one that had the Enterprise on it. It was the Enterprise mounted on a ring.
Hmm.
And they wanted, like, $40 for it, but it was sterling silver.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's worth it if you're a Star Trek fan.
Yeah. Well, I know I found a lot of quirky stuff like that from, like, Flying Squirrel. They do a lot of those. They sell a lot of the bumper stickers, mm-hmm. and they have the flags.
And the Doctor Who stuff. And
yeah, and, but they have a wide variety of stuff. Everything from the little coin belts that belly dancers
mm-hmm.
wear. Karen got hers from them. That being my wife, I should say. but, you know, they have a lot of rings and what all kinds of stuff. They're great. Hell, we got a wooden, like, dragon.
Yeah, yeah. Huh?
That you just pull the string and it flaps its wings and it's freaking gorgeous.
Yeah, they have kids' toys there, you know, handcrafted wooden kids' toys. Or
boxes and all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah. There's puzzles and games and they do a lot to try and keep the kids entertained, like the rat hunt.
Sure, sure. That's huge fun. Now, just for you, though, aside from, like, the big draws, like Adam the Body Juggler at Canterbury, or the Joust and whatnot at most fairs, what would be one type of entertainment that you would be most drawn to at the fairs?
Well, I like the jousting.
Well, obviously.
And the combat reenactments where they have the guys out there with swords just, you know.
Sure.
Showing off fighting techniques.
Yeah.
That's nice. I'm not a big fan of the singing and the dancing. But there are a lot of people who are.
I find some of that to be quite entertaining. But
it's mostly people watching. That's what I find most entertaining. It's just watching the actual fair people, staff, the vendors, and the interaction with the fair goers, whether they mm-hmm. be in costume or not. Because it doesn't matter if you're in costume or not. They treat you the same.
Yeah.
They don't treat you like you're odd because you're wearing your Metallica t-shirt. You know? They will play on that. I thought that was really interesting because there was this kid. He was probably like 10 years old. He had a Metallica shirt on. And this one fair staff, he spent like 20 minutes talking to the kid about this strange language, this strange word that was embossed upon his chest piece. He couldn't understand it, and he wanted to know more. And the kid was really getting into this because he was, you know, this knight was talking to him. And the kid was just completely enthralled by the way the guy was talking to him. And that goes to the whole festival scene. It's not one or two people like that. It's most everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
They try their best to make you feel like you fit in.
Everybody from the person at the gate, selling the tickets, to every vendor, every performer, even the people selling you your turkey legs.
Well, it's like MasterCard and Lady Visa.
Yes.
As forms of punishment, or forms of payment.
Payment.
Yes.
Although it's punishment when you have to pay that bill after you've broken out the card several times.
Well, that's because you spend money like crazy when you're there.
I'm only going to 4 fairs a year now.
And you still almost go broke.
I don't go broke. I just make sure
spend
I
spend freely.
I buy something nice at every event. Usually multiple things nice, and Karen wants to, you know, go and let's go patronize that vendor. Let's patronize that vendor. Let's patronize that vendor. And yeah, so.
They love you there.
I bought $1,000 set of armor once. I've worn it twice. It's not that the armor's bad. It's just really hot. But it looks awesome. And in the background, you can't hear it, but my wife's giggling her head off in the background. I don't know if that got picked up, dear, but yes, she's called me a clothes horse. I have more garb than she does. And she has 6 dresses now?
No.
Something like that.
Only 5.
Oh, it's only 5 dresses. Okay. Alrighty. And I have more than that.
More dresses?
No.
You know that's what they were thinking.
Yes, I'm sure it was. No, I have more. I can mix and match my shirts and pants more.
He only has 2 dresses.
I have no dresses. None.
But they're kilts, damn it.
I have tabards. Now, I was going to buy a kilt last year. Unfortunately, we went back the next day the next weekend, I should say. And the guys selling kilts had left. They weren't at that particular show. They were only there for the 1 weekend.
For Joseph.
I don't have a kilt. I am looking to buy a kilt, and the next time I run into a kilt vendor, I am buying a kilt. Because
nobody wants to see those scrawny legs.
They're not scrawny. They're hairy.
And scrawny.
And I'll be buying hose to go with it. You know, the whole regimental thing.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Shut up.
And the nail polish, too.
You're an arse. Anyway, so I think we've probably squeezed enough out of that particular topic for the day. Again, if you are in the Pacific Northwest, please feel free to join us at Oregon Renaissance Fair this coming weekend and the weekend after. You may not be able to recognize me, but I'm going to be there both Sundays for sure. It's in Canby, Oregon, at the fairgrounds. Pretty easy to find. You can go to, what's the website address again? It is OregonFair.com. That's fair spelled as in FAIRE.com. If you just put in Oregon Renaissance Fair, Google will lead you to the right spot. Anyway, that's all I got. You have anything else?
Nope.
Cool. You're going to go?
Probably.
Awesome. You're off on Sundays, right?
Yeah.
Cool. We're going on Sundays. Cool. Anyway, till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.